From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Demonstrations in Spain as Catalonia's continue their push for independence after last week's vote for independence. Thousands of protesters gathered at rallies in Barcelona, Madrid, and other Spanish cities. In Madrid, the Spanish national capital, there was also a competing demonstration for Spanish unity. That demonstration centered on Madrid's plaza, featuring thousands of people waving red and yellow Spanish flags. The chief of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard is warning regional U.S. military bases in the Middle East that it would be at risk, or they would be at risk, of an Iranian missile attack if Washington imposes new sanctions against Tehran. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to declare in the coming days that Iran is not in compliance with the 2015 International Agreement to Curb Its Nuclear Weapons Agreement, but then gives Congress 60 days to decide whether to renew economic sanctions against Tehran. But Iranian state media quotes Guards Commander Muhammad Ali Jafari as warning Sunday if new sanctions are imposed, the United States would have to move their regional bases outside the 2,000-kilometer range of Iran's missiles. Tropical Storm Nate continues to push inland in the U.S. states of Mississippi and Alabama Sunday with maximum sustained winds of 110 kilometers per hour. That's according to the National Hurricane Center. Weather forecasters say rapid weakening is expected. The storm made landfall twice when it first was a hurricane early Sunday near Biloxi, Mississippi, and on Saturday near the mouth of the Mississippi River on the southeastern Louisiana coast. This is VOA News. Iraqi Parliament Speaker Salim al-Jabouri has met with the Kurdish President Masoud Barzani 2 weeks after Kurds in Iraq voted in a symbolic referendum for independence. Citing a statement from Barzani's office, Kurdistan Democratic Party-affiliated network reported that the two leaders spoke Sunday of the need to protect security and stability, avoiding further tension between the two governments. The September 24th referendum for Kurdish independence from Iraq, deemed illegal by Baghdad, passed by with an approval rating of about 93% and a voter turnout of 72%. But Baghdad continues to extend threats against the Kurdish regional government, and many people say it even threats are not carried out. They have already raised tensions, which could spiral into ethnic conflict. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has visited Las Vegas to express solidarity with the residents and visitors shaken by last Sunday's mass shooting at an outdoor concert that left 58 people dead and nearly 500 wounded.
In America, we mourn with those who mourn. We grieve with those who grieve. And I stand before you today on behalf of my family and every family in America to say we are with you. Today, we are all Vegas strong.
And investigators do continue to explore the possible motives of the 64-year-old shooter. Bangladesh's prime minister says her government will continue to support nearly 1 million Rohingya Muslims who have fled neighboring Myanmar to escape violence. VOA's Mia Bush has those details.
Sheikh Hasina said the government was pursuing a plan to build temporary shelters for the Rohingya on an island with the help of international aid agencies, whom she praised for their support. She made the statement at Dhaka Airport on her return from New York after attending the UN General Assembly session.
London police have ruled out terrorism as the motive behind a car incident that injured a number of pedestrians near the city's Natural History Museum. Police say that earlier they were keeping an eye, open mind about the incident after initially saying that the incident was not being treated as an act of terrorism. Britain is on its second highest security alert level after 5 deadly terror attacks this year. In a challenge to President Vladimir Putin on his 65th birthday, Russian protesters rallied across the country, heeding opposition leader Alexei Navalny's call to pressure authorities into letting him into the presidential race. Police did allow demonstrators in Moscow to rally near the Kremlin in an apparent desire to avoid marring Putin's birthday with a crackdown. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.